What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And as the Russiagate story fades away, as the Russian collusion fades away, not likely. We're going to keep it going. I mean, the Democrats' plan was to keep the investigations and the suspicions going right up to 2020. Well, we can do that too. And we're going to keep this story of this huge embarrassment and scandal going right into 2020. But we have this other situation of this Ukrainian plot to help Hillary Clinton. And apparently Ukraine's top prosecutor divulged in an interview aired on Hill TV that he has opened an investigation into whether his country's law enforcement apparatus intentionally leaked financial records during the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign about then Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort in an effort to sway the election in favor of Hillary Clinton. Well, that sure sounds like collusion to me. All right, so let's get on to Israel and Palestine, because it's really heated up over there. And it all began over the weekend with a single rocket that struck a house and injured seven people. It was a very long-range rocket for Hamas. Palestine is saying they have no idea who fired the rocket. And so immediately, given the cute timing about this, to me, it looks like a typical false flag attack. But Israel has now fired back. They've attacked Hamas targets in Gaza. And Gaza is, of course, shooting back, because that's what you do when you're being attacked. The sirens are blaring all over Israel. And as that caller pointed out, they're blaring in communities well out of range of anything Gaza could fire. And by the way, for that first rocket that hit that house, where the heck was Iron Dome? That makes me suspicious. So anyway, Netanyahu is cutting his U.S. visit short. He's, I think, heading back to Israel tomorrow. He was going to head back today, but he decided to stay to have a press conference with Donald Trump and to witness the signing of the U.S. recognition of Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, which in international law is actually meaningless. And it may be that Netanyahu wanted to get out of town before American reporters started asking him about all of his political corruption scandals, including the new one that just popped up about the submarine deal. But that first attack that happened, it's too cute. It does not help Hamas. It helps Netanyahu. They're 2 weeks away from the elections. And in Israel, killing Palestinians is good politics. You've got the coming weekend is the one-year anniversary of the Great March of Return, where a million Gazans were expected to march along the fence. An Israeli war would derail that. Not to mention, of course, this deflects the impact of the United Nations Human Rights Council vote that condemned Israel for war crimes against the Palestinian people and urged an arms embargo. All right, Israel's also retaliating against Gaza, claiming there was a barrage of 300 explosives thrown across the border fence at Israeli troops. Seems like an awful lot to me. Israeli air-to-ground missile wounds three Palestinians in central Gaza. And apparently it was a missile fired by an Israeli drone, and the three wounded men are now in the hospital. So Trump has now officially signed the proclamation recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights. And again, in international law, it's utterly meaningless. Trump does not have the authority to say, yes, Israel now owns this part of Syria. And every other nation on earth has basically said, no, this is null and void. It is illegal under international law. Meanwhile, Syria is vowing to recover the Golan Heights, far from regional stability, which is what Donald Trump said this was all about. He may have just started a war. Of course, maybe that's what he wants. Because if Israel goes to war with Syria, Russia's going to step on in. The U.S. steps on in. Syria goes up in flames again. And Erdogan over there in Turkey is saying Trump's statement that it's time to recognize Israeli sovereignty over Golan has brought the region to the edge of a new crisis. Iran is saying the declaration is illegal and unacceptable. Syria is saying it's an attack on their sovereignty and their territorial integrity. Now, do you remember back when there was that whole brouhaha about Crimea when they wanted to break away? And we were being told, we must respect the territorial integrity of Ukraine. We can't have a piece of it break off. But if it's Syria, yeah, let's snap off a piece here. The one with the oil and gas. Now, Erdogan is saying that Turkey will take the issue of the Golan Heights to the United Nations. Now, how far he can get with it, I don't know. There's probably going to be a General Assembly vote that will be overwhelmingly against the United States. But unfortunately, with the United States having a permanent veto in the Security Council, not much more than that. But Erdogan is saying the legitimization of the occupation of the Golan Heights cannot be allowed. And I'll tell you what's going to happen. Okay, this is going to delegitimize Trump. See, Netanyahu is still thinking the United States, greatest nation on earth, what the president of the United States does, everybody else will fall in line. That's not happening. You're going to see the leaders of all these other countries looking at Donald Trump and saying, this was a dumb thing to do, and we're not going to listen to him anymore. That's what's going to happen. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Meanwhile, the Israeli army in the Golan is bracing for violence. They're expecting there to be some kind of a response, you know, in the northern Golan Heights. No overt signs of Syrian military intervention yet, but we'll see here. Article coming out of Aleppo News. Trump's stance on the Golan will allow Israel to operate with impunity elsewhere. Meaning Israel will be emboldened to go on out and say, well, we're going to grab this piece of land. We're going to grab this piece of land. Eretz Israel, here we come. So, and in the Department of, you could see this coming, Israeli politicians are now pushing for Donald Trump to recognize the West Bank as part of Israel. So there's that here. Another opinion coming on out from Press TV that Trump's Golan remarks only bolster the resistance against Israel. And basically, he's made the resistance front more resolute against the Israeli regime and its supporters following his remarks in recognition of Israel's sovereignty over the occupied Golan Heights. This is coming from a senior advisor to leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. And Ali Akbar Velayati, who is also Secretary General of the World Assembly of Islamic Awakening, made the remarks in a Sunday statement in response to Trump's announcement. So things just got a lot worse. The U.S.-backed Kurds have declared ISIS defeated in Syria, and they basically announced Saturday they are formally declaring ISIS is 100% territorially defeated. In other words, they are not in control of any territory. There's probably still a bunch of these fighters running around, maybe between 15,000 and 20,000. But without a contiguous area to work from, they won't last very long. This, by the way, is the 15th time that victory has been declared over ISIS since the start of the year. Okay. Apparently, Saturday, there's a hospital in government-held Hama saying 21 people suffering choking symptoms were admitted following rebels shelling a village, and they've been exposed to some kind of poison gas. And they're still not sure if it was a chemical weapon or just smoke and dust raised by the shelling. But they're on oxygen in the hospital. All right, let's turn to Venezuela. Russia has basically drawn a red line and said to the United States, do not cross this, or we're going to support Venezuela the way we supported Syria. That did not work out very well for you. And to sort of underscore this, two Russian Air Force planes landed in Venezuela's main airport Saturday, carrying a Russian defense official, around 100 troops, and 35 tons of equipment. One of the two planes was an Antonov 124 cargo plane. This is the world's largest cargo plane, had a lot of stuff in there. Now, in response to this, Mike Pompeo was out there demanding that Moscow cease this unconstructive behavior in Venezuela. So it looks like we're going to have a proxy war between the United States and Russia in Venezuela. And Russia's being very visible about their deployment. And again, this is all United States aggression. By the way, Venezuela, just a short while ago, got hit with another one of these massive blackouts. 16 of Venezuela's 23 states are now without electricity. So they're just keeping up the pressure. Now, Maduro on Saturday announced that the country's special forces thwarted a plan to assassinate him, directed by the opposition's leader, Juan Guaido. This was reported in Agence France-Presse. And Maduro is out there talking about how there was this terrorist plot, and he's arrested Juan Guaido's aide, who was part of this terrorist plot. And in response to the arresting of Guaido's aide, the United States has now blacklisted the Venezuelan state banks. The U.S. is also warning Venezuela's Maduro over detained Citgo workers and others. Apparently, there are some Americans who've been detained in Venezuela, including six executives from the Houston-based oil company Citgo. They've been jailed since 2017. Now, if I were Maduro, I'd actually let them go. They're irrelevant to what's going on right now. But the U.S. is going to make a cause célèbre about them here. Meanwhile, Trump is dangling investment to Caribbean leaders who back Juan Guaido. And Donald Trump is pledging investment with five Caribbean leaders who have sided with the United States in backing Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as head of state. In other words, it's a bribe. You know, if you recognize Juan Guaido, if you help us regime change Venezuela, we're going to give you a bunch of money. And absolute promise, hand on the Bible, we will never regime change you. Russia and China are out there expressing hope for the immediate success of U.S. talks with the Taliban. Like we've mentioned before, things aren't going all that well in Afghanistan, and the U.S. is looking for a graceful exit. Basically, they want to leave Afghanistan and somehow pretend like it was a victory. Same thing they're trying to do in Syria. But Russia and China support U.S. talks with the Taliban movement. They're hoping for the immediate success of the dialogue, and they want to see a stable peace in Afghanistan. Unfortunately, that's going to be complicated because U.S. airstrikes killed a dozen Afghan civilians. So you have the U.S. talking peace on one hand and withdrawal on one hand, and on the other hand, they're still bombing the heck out of the place. Apparently, they killed about a dozen civilians in the northern province of Kunduz. And the strikes came as U.S.-backed Afghan forces and Taliban militants vie for control of the area. One provincial councilor put the death toll at 12. Another estimated it was actually 13, including children. Now, NATO spokeswoman Sergeant Deborah Richardson told Reuters that the alliance's Resolute Support mission is aware of the casualty reports, and that investigates all such credible allegations. We take every measure to prevent civilian casualties, in contrast to the Taliban, who intentionally hide behind women and children. So note the spin there. The U.S. warplanes can kill a bunch of civilians, but, you know, it's that dastardly Taliban. They're the bad ones. As I mentioned before, the United Nations Human Rights Council voted 23-8 for an arms embargo against Israel and the prosecution of Israelis for war crimes over IDF actions along the Gaza border this last year, primarily consisting of the shooting of unarmed protesters in the Great March of Return and in the West Bank. Now, Australia was the only country who voted against all five of the resolutions that were presented. There were five different resolutions. Neither Israel or the United States are members of the council. And, of course, now with Israel kicking up a new war with Gaza, the world media is going to ignore that, because we can't let the public know that Israel has been criticized by the United Nations. Okay, the Palestinian ambassador to the UN in Geneva said that Israeli crimes against peaceful Palestinian protesters in Gaza should go to the International Criminal Court. Ibrahim Qureshi's call came after the UN Human Rights Council vote, passing that resolution, strengthening the UN presence in Israeli-occupied Palestinian territory. That was one of the five resolutions. The council said it was gravely concerned by the findings of the UN-appointed Independent International Commission of Inquiry, which said Israeli forces may have committed war crimes and crimes against humanity during the peaceful Great March of Return protests. So they're pushing to take it to the International Criminal Court. Over in Morocco, five Israelis have been arrested for producing fake passports. And apparently it was this network that committed various crimes, including the production of fake passports. And the network was headed by a Moroccan Jew whose name is not being released. Now, the network was uncovered earlier this month after suspicions were raised that IDs and passports were being created for Jews of Moroccan origins, noting that two of the suspects were on an Interpol wanted list. So that all came apart here. Over in Belgrade, protesters are demanding their president and premier resign. And they had this protest on Saturday. It ended without major incidents. It was a peaceful protest. And a spokesman for the protesters said, for 4 months, we've been campaigning for three major things. Firstly, the resignation of President Vučić and Prime Minister, can't pronounce that one. Secondly, the dismissal of the regulatory authority of Electronic Media's Council. And thirdly, the resignation of Parliament Speaker Maja Gošković. And he vowed the protesters would take resolute, practical steps if those demands are not met. And if a transitional government charged with holding early elections within 6 months is not formed. Remember what I said about this push for a global government could create the climate for a global revolution? It may be happening. Alrighty. Apparently, the Trump administration has missed another congressional deadline to lay out the U.S. strategy in Yemen, which is basically admitting that this is a U.S. war and Saudi Arabia is just our proxy. And apparently the Pentagon so far has actually failed to come up with an actual concrete strategy. It seems like they're just throwing the bombs and bullets in there and hoping for the best. And people are starting to look at the costs of American involvement, including the refueling mission, which was terminated last November. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And speaking of Yemen, apparently British forces are on the ground in Yemen, and they're British commandos. They're supposed to be trainers and advisors, but they're being wounded, of course we heard that big lie during Vietnam as well. But apparently the injured soldiers have been taken back to Great Britain to recover. So everybody's getting a little piece of this action, aren't they? Okay, getting on back to Crimea, reunification with Russia is turning out to be a good thing. Basically, Putin was in Crimea earlier this week to celebrate the fifth anniversary of the peninsula's reunification with Russia. And while he was there, he officially inaugurated two major upgrades to Crimea's power grid. Plus, they're having that new bridge that's going to be built over to the Russian mainland. So he's building up the place. He's spending money on the infrastructure. Okay, over in France, again, the Yellow Vest protests were out there. There was a scuffle between protesters and police, during which a 73-year-old Yellow Vest protester, a woman, was knocked on the ground and suffered serious head injuries after being charged by the police in Nice. And French President Emmanuel Macron says he hopes that she gains wisdom from this, that fragile people should not be in such places. You're all heart there, Macron. And once again, yesterday, U.S. ships, U.S. warships, sailed through the Strait of Taiwan, which is a provocation toward China. This at a time when we're being told that the trade talks are at a critical juncture. Now, Beijing is already threatening retaliation over Washington's expected sale of dozens of F-16s and tanks to Taiwan. But this the Navy destroyer Curtis Wilbur and the Coast Guard cutter Berthoff sailed through the Strait of Taiwan. That's a poke in the eye right there. Do they really want war with Russia and China? Do they actually think they can win it without going the nuclear route? Now, last week, North Korea pulled out of the liaison office with South Korea in what looked to be a major setback for, just talks, peace. But North Korea has now returned. And it's a sign that Pyongyang remains open to diplomacy with Seoul and Washington after the detente had shown signs of extreme strain here. All right, let's turn to the domestic politics here. And boy, if, you know, Robert Mueller's looking for something to do, because he's kind of out of a job here, you ought to go on over to Judicial Watch and take a look at some of the stuff they're finding. Because Judicial Watch has uncovered 756 pages of new Hillary emails that she tried to destroy. Several of them were classified. And they were transmitted over her unsecure non-StateGov email system. That is a Title 18 felony violation right there. So where are the handcuffs? Where's the lock her up? Now, Hillary Clinton repeatedly stated that the 55,000 pages of documents she turned over to the State Department in December 2014 included all of her work-related emails. In response to a court order in another Judicial Watch case, she declared under penalty of perjury in 2015 that she had directed that all my emails on clintonemail.com in my custody that were or are potentially federal records be provided to the Department of State. And on information and belief, this has been done. She does talk like a lawyer. Well, remember there was that 33,000 emails that she tried to erase, and apparently somebody was able to recover them. That's where Judicial Watch is getting these new pages, and they're finding work-related emails that weren't turned over to the State Department, and they're finding classified information that was sent over an unsecured email server. That's Title 8 violation right there. Now, there's a rather interesting little story here. This came from mysuncoast.com. And it's basically saying that the FBI is refusing to report its hate crime numbers again this year, which is required by law. But apparently this article says there have been some horrific hate crimes which do not show up in the FBI's online database. And there's basically a bias. Black on white hate crimes tend to somehow get lost. And so they're politicizing the numbers. They're politicizing the results of the database here. All right. Pardon me. We're going to take another break for commercials here, and we will be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And, yeah, let's go ahead and open up the lines because I've gotten through the really important stuff. Let's see. You know, right now there's this fury, if you will, going around where anybody who ever did blackface any time in their life, even as a kid for a Halloween costume, is being attacked and harassed, driven out of their jobs, just vilified, with one notable exception. Okay, Orthodox Jews for the holiday of Purim will often dress in blackface, and they're out there insisting it's not racist. So it's another one of these double standards in our society. Okay, here's some good news. Remember Michael Avenatti? Avenatti, rather. He was Stormy Daniels' lawyer, and he was out there. He was getting a lot of press, and he was going to, you know, he was saying Donald Trump Jr. is going to be in jail before his birthday. Well, it worked out the other way around because he was arrested earlier today on charges that he tried to extort up to $25 million from Nike by threatening to hurt that athletic apparel giant financially with negative publicity. And he's also charged in a separate federal case out of Los Angeles where he's accused of embezzling a client's money in order to pay his own expenses and debts and of defrauding a bank in Mississippi. Boy, this guy is a piece of work. But then, hey, he's a lawyer. What can I tell you? Okay. Now, Africa is now showing interest on signing on to China's Belt and Road Initiative. And they're seeing this is a way forward of just being able to get products to come in and go out much faster, much less expensive. And the United States is very upset about this. They can't compete. They just cannot compete. China's building this infrastructure, which does include some high-speed cargo ships. And the U.S. has basically shot all their money on all these war things. All right. Boeing shares are headed down. Apparently, Airbus sealed this $18 billion deal with China. There had been talk that China was still looking at both Boeing and Airbus, but China decided they're going to go with Airbus. And so Boeing is in trouble, and there's no doubt about it. We'll be talking more about that a little later in the show. Everybody's talking about the debt crisis, and Americans, the debt problem is so bad. 40% of people in California and New York want to move to more rural areas to where the cost of living is lower and they can deal with it. Claire and I would love to get out of here in Hawaii. You know, prices are going up. They just raised the general excise tax. Our rent just got raised. And we would love to find some way we could get the money to get back to the heartland of America, somewhere around Indiana where we have family. Basically, we're Hawaiian sourdoughs. We're sour on Hawaii, but we don't have the dough to leave. Our little light rail project here on Oahu is apparently now becoming national news. The Wall Street Journal was reporting on it, basically saying this is a $9 billion debacle. And the idea was this elevated rail system to bypass what has been some of the country's worst traffic, whisking commuters from the farmland and swelling suburbs of West Oahu into the heart of Honolulu. Well, already they've scaled that back. That end of the track isn't going to reach all the way into Honolulu. They're going to run buses. That's how badly botched up this thing is. But it's a 20-mile route. It goes right along this tropical shoreline. It's an eyesore, I will tell you that right now. The stations are way too far apart for it to be practical. It's certainly going to serve the people in Honolulu, and it's going to serve the people out in Kapolei, and it's serving the shopping centers all the way along. But for most people, it is simply going to be too far away to get to unless they drive, and so far I'm not seeing what looks like significant parking lots associated with this. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And apparently there is now a grand jury investigation into how all this was handled. A lot of people are afraid that what's going to happen is we're never going to get the train, and we're going to spend the rest of our lives looking at these concrete tracks over our heads. Okay. Over in Great Britain, Theresa May has delivered yet another speech to Parliament ahead of the Brexit debate. And apparently the day before that, Theresa May held an emergency meeting at her Chequers Country residence to discuss the Brexit crisis. Now, the European Union has agreed to grant the UK a delay beyond the original departure date of March 29th, which is the end of this week, but it's only for a couple of weeks. And they're saying, come up with a deal, or it's out here. Apparently, a Brexiteer member of Parliament is out there saying that Theresa May's departure is absolutely guaranteed. They're trying to basically push her out. Nigel Evans has claimed the Prime Minister's resignation is absolutely guaranteed. And they're saying the Prime Minister could still save her legacy by delivering the Brexit that Brits voted for in the 2016 votes. So very interesting times over in Great Britain. Yeah, that was the problem. the Brits voted for a Brexit, and Theresa May, who was a Remainer, tried to give them something, call it Brexit light or simulated Brexit. Down in New Zealand, we're still dealing with the aftermath of that Christchurch shooting and questions about whether it was a staged event or not. And it's starting to look more like the latter. As you know, the video that was shot by the shooter has now been banned in both New Zealand and Australia. And if you have it on your computer, you could face 10 years in prison. It seems rather draconian, but that's what they've done. Now they have added the manifesto itself, the 74 pages written and released by the guy accused of killing all those people in the mosques. And local media organizations are saying they're not going to even name the man anymore. They're just trying to make him go away. Now, that manifesto provides the greatest insight into his character and thinking. And it should be public. Actually, it already is. It's out there. You know, I'm sure you can find it. But for the New Zealand government to be taking these steps, they certainly act like they've got something to hide, don't they? So let's get back to Boeing and the 737 MAX. And it appears to be a classic case of good engineering but bad business management, because Boeing was trying to cut costs and squeeze every dollar out of the 737. And it looks like they just went with this software before it was really perfectly tested. Now they're rushing out a software patch, but I don't know that that's going to reassure people. But these crashes have the same cause, a rogue control system that took over from the pilots and sent the airplanes into a terrifying death dive. Now, Boeing could actually be charged for not making 737 MAX safety upgrades standard. See, there is the sticking point. There is the decision that was made that could get Boeing into serious trouble. Because there were these two additional safety features, we talked about them, that had to do with angle of attack and verifying that what the computers thought the angle of attack was were accurate. There was an angle of attack disagree warning, meaning you're getting different readings from different sensors. Then there was another one that provided a visual reference of the airflow over the nose of the aircraft. But they were not standard. They were upgrades for an extra fee. And these poorer carriers, including those in Ethiopia and Indonesia, could not afford it. And so Boeing's in trouble over that. And it's a shame. Boeing used to have this wonderful reputation going back to the 707. Okay, let's talk about some gun laws. Guess which state just banned all federal gun control laws? And if you say Missouri, you get a cookie. And what we're seeing is not getting reported a lot, but we are seeing Second Amendment sanctuary cities, counties, and even states spring up across the country. Now, if it's valid for illegal immigration, goes to thinking, it's valid for gun rights. And so federal agencies do not have state powers. That's in the Constitution, the dual sovereignty. The feds have no authority to enforce state laws. States cannot be compelled to enforce federal laws. That is just the reality. So in Colorado, 23 out of 64 counties have adopted Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions. Over in Illinois, 63 out of 102 counties have adopted sanctuary resolutions. Maryland, 3 out of 23 counties. Over in Nevada, sheriffs in Nye County and Eureka County have said they oppose the new gun laws in the state. They will not enforce them. In New Mexico, when New Mexico's new Democratic governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, was sworn into office on January 1st, Democrats in the state rushed to expand gun control. Those bills were met with opposition from most of New Mexico's sheriffs. up in New York after they passed the SAFE Act in 2013. Some New York counties passed resolutions in opposition. There are currently 52 out of 62 counties with such resolutions, and the New York State Sheriff's Association sued to block the law. Over in North Carolina, they just recently joined the revolution, or the resistance. Cherokee County passed a three-page resolution with a slim 3-2 vote after resolution author Dan Eichenbaum told fellow commissioners, the first thing dictators do is confiscate the guns. Up in Oregon, out of the 36 counties in the state, 13 have adopted Second Amendment sanctuary resolutions. In Washington state, several of their sheriffs in the state have publicly vowed not to enforce federal gun laws. So it is a growing movement all across the country. There are even three sanctuary states: Alaska, Idaho, and Kansas. Okay. Article out of Investment Watch blog, you don't want to be a science denier, do you? You're always hearing that about the global warming cultists and so forth. But apparently somebody did a study. This came out of the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health and UC Davis. And they basically took a look at what effect California's comprehensive background check and misdemeanor violence prohibition policies had on firearm mortality. And they found out it had no effect whatsoever. They found that neither California's comprehensive background checks nor its prohibition of misdemeanor violence conviction status for firearms purchases made any difference in the incidence of firearm homicide or suicides. No difference at all. All right, we're going to grab ourselves a phone call. Sean in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I had some information I wanted to share with you. This is coming from, there's a show that I got a glimpse of on YouTube by a gentleman, Dave Hodges. He does a show called The Common Sense Show.
Yes.
And if you go to it, it'll be one of the first things you pop on. It says World War III will start at the southern border. Well, his first guest was a lady that presented breaking news that she had spoken to one of her friends in Venezuela, and she presented the question to him about all the things going on there. And when she asked, do you believe that the United States is responsible for all this mess, and do you think they're also responsible for when your lights went out, his response was absolutely not. And he named a group called the G2 Security Force from Cuba being responsible for everything going on. And I have no opinion about this one way or another. I just wanted to present you with that. And supposedly, I guess the backstory to that is, when you think about it, Russia has ties with Cuba.
Well, and, let me ask you a simple question.
Let me ask you a simple question. Maduro to blame it on the United States.
Sean? Yes. Okay. Here's the question. Russia has good relations with Cuba and with Venezuela. Okay, why would Cuba do this to Venezuela? What's the motive? And that's why the story falls apart. Anyway, thank you for the phone call.
It makes us look like a bad guy in this situation. Like we're
already look like the bad guys. We're the bad guys of the world. They don't need to do anything to Venezuela. Sean, let me talk. I mean, we're already the bad guys in the eyes of the world after lying about Saddam's nuclear weapons, lying about Assad's sarin gas, bombing the heck out of everybody, wars everywhere that you can turn to. They don't need to do anything to Venezuela to make the United States look like the bad guys here. Anyway, Sean, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Man. Okay. Getting on back to that college admissions scandal. Apparently, there's a UCLA soccer coach resigned for taking a $100,000 bribe to put a real estate developer's daughter on the roster so she would get accepted, even though she had never played competitively. And we mentioned that briefly last week, but the update to the story is he's been forced to resign. Well, good. They ought to. They just made a mockery of higher education. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And normally we have a rule of one call per caller per day, but we're going to break it because apparently Dustin in New Jersey had a response to the comment about Dave Hodges. So, Dustin, take it away.
Mike, I don't know if I want to scream or cry. Please, folks, stop watching the Dave Hodges report. It's crap. He said a couple years back there was Spetsnaz in the country. They're all in locations that were going to knock out our grid. He's a crap person. He gets these people on, they're on YouTube, that spout out crap. Now, you listen to whatreallyhappened.com, you learn what's going on. The Duran.com, Crosstalk on RT, that's it, folks. David Hodges is just a chronic, it's basically, his business is all about you going and listening to the show and making money. I mean, that's about it. You know, it's nonsense that Cuba would knock out Venezuela's power. That just makes no sense strategically at all.
No, it doesn't.
You know, I mean, we had the virus in Iran. That's a fact that we infected, us and Israel. And this power, sure, Venezuela has electrical problems because of all the sanctions throughout the years and years and years. I mean, they got old infrastructure they're trying to fix if you left them alone. But, I mean, all this is occurring now, these power outages, while the U.S. is doing this. And the U.S. is the one that's the aggressive one to that caller. Like you said, Mike,
yeah.
Russia and Cuba didn't attack Iraq. They didn't F up Libya. They're not arming Saudi Arabia and helping in Yemen. They didn't arm terrorists in Syria. And they didn't mess up Ukraine. That was the United States, the British, the French, the EU. That's it. Russia had nothing to do with that. So you can watch David Hodges, but you're getting the wrong information, pal. You got to do some real, you got to sit down and do some basic research. That's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to switch over to Bruce in Texas. And, Bruce, I may have to take you through the station identification. What's on your mind?
Hey, hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Sir. Yeah, I'll make it quick. Maybe I'll get through before the break. I just heard of Extend the Vibe, and you're a NASA former employee. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I was watching a film on the NASA astronauts. Deke Slayton was grounded with atrial fibrillation, and the video is he stated that he started taking vitamins and his AFib went away. Is that where they got the formula for Extendivite, I wonder?
No, the formula came from this gentleman up in Canada who suffered his own heart attack and just came up with it himself here.
Okay.
A lot of the astronauts did have medical problems which grounded them. Perhaps the most famous is Alan Shepard, who after his first flight into space developed a serious ear problem. But he stayed with the program in management until finally there was a surgeon who was able to fix his ear, and he got to fly as the commander of, I think it was Apollo 14. That's a long time to wait for that center seat.
Okay, yeah. Dave Hodges is fake news, like the other caller said. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We got another caller waiting on the line. We'll get to soon as we come back from station identification.
People write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.